council has approached the CMA with an interest in cleaning up the creek, and that our performance there in responding to that hasn't been good enough. But having said that, this is quite a significant flood event, Cathy, and you know some of the reports on ABC have referred to this as being the worst flood in history.
Yeah, and as you say, your role is to go out after a flood and check what could have been done perhaps to prevent it and look at mitigation into the future. It's now nearly 4 months since the flood back in September. What did your checks when you went out after that flood? What did you learn? What led to the flooding of Creswick that time?
Yeah, so what we were specifically looking for in that instance was any acute blockages built up behind road bridges and what have you. And we certainly had some people on the ground doing that work both in Creswick and Clunes, and we actually did some minor works on acute blockages behind road bridges in the Creswick area. But what we need to put this rainfall event into context. So one thing that's very clear here is this is a significant rainfall event that's been experienced in the upper parts of the Loddon catchment. We've seen in the order of 250 millimetres of rain in the 3 days prior to the flooding that we've seen in the Clunes and the Creswick area. So these are quite significant rainfall events.
So are you saying the flood back in September was nothing to do with debris, with build-up of debris in that creek? It was only because of the significant rainfall?
Oh, we believe there's probably a range of different factors at play here. The sheer volume of water... That creek could be quite a clean creek, and that it would struggle to deal with the sort of volume of water that these rainfall events in September and more recently have delivered. But I guess we're interested in continuing to pursue this issue with the Hepburn Shire and continue to meet with the Hepburn Shire as we had planned, to look at some comprehensive work to deal with the bigger issues that we believe are at play here.
Well, as they've said, though, they were keen to get in and clean up this creek, and they're telling us that you had scheduled a meeting with them for January 24. That was 4 months after the original flooding. When we've had indications that it was going to be a wet summer for some time, have you failed the community here in not getting onto this creek sooner?
Oh, certainly from a customer service point of view in responding to that permit request from Hepburn Shire, I can confirm that that's not good enough. But we also believe that what's required with Creswick is a more comprehensive look at the issues at play here to make sure that any work that happens focuses on delivering the best outcome for ratepayers. And we believe that that would look something like a comprehensive drainage plan or a comprehensive flood protection plan, which looks carefully at the sort of flood events that Creswick might experience and what sort of works can be taken to manage those flood events. And, you know, it's likely that the creek is part of that solution, but there's a whole range of other possibilities, and particularly interested in making sure that effort's allocated to the right issues. But it's likely that this isn't about some minor works on the creek. If we consider the sort of volumes of water that we've seen come down the creek here, the answer may well lie in some significant engineering works and with significant cost to deal with the issues as part of that comprehensive drainage plan or flood protection plan.